Okay, good evening, everyone. First of all, this shiur is sponsored Refuah Shlema, Yosef Gidon Yaakov Ben Penina. You should have a Refuah Shlema, Refuah HaNefesh, Refuah HaGuf, Bekarov Mamash. Toch Shal Chole Yisrael. Okay, so the parasha begins with the words Re'e Anochi Noten Lifnechem Hayom Beracha Uklala. Translate the words, behold, I am placing before you today bracha uklala, blessing and a curse. So in Farshim, all jump and attack on this pasuk. How? Seemingly, grammatically, something is a little off. On one hand, the pasuk begins by saying re'eh. Re'eh is, means behold or to see, but the singular tense of the word, re'eh. The plural would be re'u. But re'eh means as if I'm speaking to an Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to an individual, to a single Jew, and telling him to see, to behold, to be mindful. Move on the pasuk a few words later. Pasuk says, Anochi noten lifnechem. Lifnechem means before you, blood in the plural tense. So what's going on? Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to a single Jew? Or is Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to many Jews? Famous question, many before she asked this question. So, the Kotzker Rebbe, Zechutoy Agen Aleinu Amen, says something unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's a big lesson in life, something that we all need to keep with us at every moment of our lives. He says, when the Pasuk says, Noten lifnechem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is placing before you is plural. Noten lifnechem. Where else do we find the word noten when it comes to the Torah? We say in Birkat Torah every single morning, Birkat Hashem, noten a Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah, noten, netina. And the netina of the Torah, the giving of the Torah, the transference of the Torah, is what? Is to Am Yisrael. It's to every single Jew. It's to all of Am Yisrael. So for that reason, the Torah was given to all of us, says, noten lifnechem. Hashem is placing before each and every single one of you. However, how must a person go about the Torah that he has been given? It should be on an individual basis. Every person is unique in his own right. Every person has his own character traits, his own flaws, his own strong points, weak points. And therefore, he needs to use the Torah, the universal Torah that was given to all of Israel. But use it for himself as an individual, in the way that will get him, himself, individually, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Kotzker Rebbe says. Perhaps, this is what the Pasuk is telling us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I have given you the Torah, noten lifnechem. How will you use it, you as an individual? Every word of Torah that you learn, you own it. It's yours, it belongs to you. Take it, put it in your pocket. You make it a part of who you are. Who you are. It becomes your identity. You are what you learn. The Torah that you learn becomes a part of you and will make you into who you want to be and to who you should be. From the outside, you know, one can open up the doors to the famous Batei Midrashot in the world. Mir Yeshiva had the zechut of learning there. You open up the doors to Lakewood, Ner Yisrael, the famous yeshivot, Yeshiva University, famous yeshivot in the world. And what happens? You open up those doors, everyone looks the same. You go and look what everyone is studying, it's all the same. Everyone's studying the same Gemara, the same Chumash, the same Rambam, the same Torah, the same Shulchan Aruch. Everything is the same. So you may think to yourself, everyone's doing the same thing over here. Where are the unique qualities of each and every single person? And you go to some yeshivot, they're all wearing the same clothing too. Right, Johnny? Everyone's wearing white shirts, black pants, hats, jackets. They all look the same. What's going on over here? However, when you really, really understand what's going on, yes, everyone is learning the same thing. However, they're applying it in different ways. They're using it to mold who they are and who they will be. in their own unique way. And that perhaps is what the Pasuk is telling us. Use the Torah that was universally given to Am Yisrael, but use it to create you, to mold you as an individual. Because you are special, you are unique, and you have what to offer that no one else does. So last week's parasha, I said this to a few people last week, where I was so excited about this pshat. I'm going to say it again. So we know that the... How do we refer to a human being in Hebrew? Who knows? Ish. Okay, what's another word?
Adam.
Okay, Adam. Which comes from Adam, as Adam Mechaba. So the word Adam, the Mefarshim say, has two connotations. On one hand, Adam could mean what the Pasuk tells us all the way in Bereshit, that Adam comes... Why is he called Adam Rishon?
He comes
from the Adama. He was created from the Adama, from the ground. So on one hand, a person can look at a human being and say to himself, wow, the Adam is such a lowly being. So he has temptations, he has yetzaraz, he's nothing, he's a nobody. Which is true to an extent. Which is true. So on one hand, Adam represents Adama, dirt, lowliness. On the other hand, Pasuk Navi tells us Adam comes from the word Adame le'elyon, which means to compare or to strive to greatness and to something that is very lofty. Elyon means something that's high, that's very high and great. Adame le'elyon. So on one hand, Adam could mean lowliness. On the other hand, Adam could mean what? Something that's very high, in a very high place. What is it? The truth is, that it is what you make of it. At certain times in life, you need to reach into two separate pockets. When a person feels very, very haughty, a person feels that the Pasuk said, Kochi ve'otzem yadi asali tachay lazeh, I am who I am because of me. I deserve all the credit in the world for everything I've accomplished. I'm a multi-millionaire all because of me, because of my abilities. I have finished Shas all because of me. I married an amazing woman, have amazing children, I raised them with my own hands, all because of me. So when a person feels like that, no, you gotta remember, Adam is Adama, you're nothing, you're nobody. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, sometimes a person, when he feels like that, when he thinks like that, a little too much, so it may prevent him from going further. It may stunt his growth. The person thinks to himself, I'm a nobody, I'm like Adama, so therefore, why should I even try anymore? Why should I wake up for Shachrit if my Shachrit is worthless? Why should I strive to mitzvot if I'm a nobody, if I'm dirt? So then a person has to reach into the other pocket. Has to remember, no, Adame le'elyon, I'm godly, I'm holy, I'm lofty. There's no one like me in the world. And perhaps last week's parsha was called Parshat Ekev. Ekev means the heel, the lowest part of a person's body, which represents lowliness. Once again, lowliness. However, Ekev is also used to, it also means the end. Not only the bottom, but also means the end. That's why we say that the time period that we are in right now is called Ikveta de Meshicha. Ikveta de Meshicha means the tail end of history, the generation right before Mashiach comes. Bezalat Hashem, it should happen very soon.
Amen.
The tail end. And this generation, Rabotai, is the generation that's going to bring Mashiach. Not the generation of Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva, Shem Bar Yochai. No. It's our generation. So what that means is that yes, we're not as high, we're not as lofty as those Gedolim are or were. But we have something to put on the table that they did not. We are unique in a way that they were not. We have something to offer. We have certain abilities, certain qualities that are unique to us, to our generation. We have nisyonot, we have challenges that have never been faced throughout history. We're facing challenges, we're facing distractions that never existed, that our grandparents, great-grandparents would never dream of dealing with. We're dealing with them on a daily basis. And we're striving, and we're growing. And we're true to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Torah and Mitzvot despite all these challenges. That's what we have to offer. And for that reason, yes, you could look at yourself as an Ekev, but also remember that that you are a part of Ikvata the Mashiach. You're part of this last generation. So to remember, Re'eh Anochi Noten Lifnechem Hayom, Re'eh means, Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you as an individual. Take the Torah that was given universally, that was given Lifnechem, but use it to bring out your own unique qualities that no one else can bring out. That's part number one. Part number two, another way to look at this first pasuk is that the Gaon Mivilna, the Gra, points out that this pasuk is speaking in the present tense and not in the past tense, where it should be. What should it have said? Re'eh Anochi, or Re'eh Anochi, right? Natati lifnechem hayom bracha. I've given before you, I've placed before you bracha and klala, blessing and curse. It doesn't say that. It says in the present tense, Re'eh Anochi noten lifnechem hayom. I am placing in front of you, as if to say that this dilemma of bracha uklala, this challenge, this choice of choosing between good and bad, is placed before you on a daily basis, says the Gaon Mivilna. Because a person may think that maybe there was a time in my life where I had the opportunity to choose between right and wrong, between good and bad. Unfortunately, I've made some mistakes, I've made some wrong choices, done some things I should not have done, and now the ship has sailed. Says the Gaon Mivilna, it's not true. It's not true. Your past decisions do not define who you are today. Your past decisions stay in the past. Your present decisions are going to define who you are today. Because every single day, there is a new challenge. You cannot judge yourself based on the past. One of the most famous lines that you'll hear from sports players, coaches, when they're asked by reporters, so how do you feel about your team? If you find yourself in a 5-game series, 7-game series in the playoffs, hopefully, you won't make it to a game 7, but if you do, how are you going to go about it? So the coaches and the players are trained to think in a certain way. And they always say, we're not holding by game 7 right now, we're holding by game 5. And we're going to put our best efforts into today's game. We're not worrying about tomorrow's game and the game after. Worrying about today's game, because that's all you can worry about. You can't worry about the previous game. You can't worry about the next game. To worry about this game. And so too in life. You can't worry about the challenges that you have failed in the past. And you can't worry about the challenges that are going to come across you in the future. You need to worry about today's challenges. Hashem places in front of each and every single one of us the choice between good and bad, right and wrong. And you all have to understand that you are in a very unique position in life. These years are probably the most important years of your life, because they will mold who you will be in the future. These decisions that you make, these choices that are placed in front of you, these challenges, these dilemmas that you're going to face on a daily basis, to wake up on time, not to wake up on time, pray normally, not pray normally, put in your efforts to learn, to open up a sefer when times are hard. You've gone through an entire day filled with classes, grueling, grueling classes, long hours. And you're all coming here tonight, 10:30 p.m., after a long day of classes, putting in some extra time to learn Torah. These decisions will mold who you are and who you will be. The Torah tells us something amazing. It says that we must never forget that everything's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Sometimes we get ahead of ourselves and we think, we open up a sefer, we learn, we give ourselves the credit, the pat on the back, and think to ourselves, wow, I'm so great. You look at the person sitting next to you, he didn't wake up on time for minyan, I did. Or he didn't learn a full seder in the morning, I did. He didn't go to night seder, I did. He didn't go to the shiur at 10 o'clock, I did. He didn't understand the Tosfot on the same level that I did. Don't get too ahead of yourself. Understand that everything's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, even your Torah learning. Say it every morning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noten HaTorah. HaMlamed Torah LaAmo Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our teacher, he's our Rebbe. Every day we say that, we ask Hashem to teach us, to help us learn, help us understand, and to sweeten the Torah that we're learning. That's why, beautiful Pshat says the Torah, say every day, in Shemona Esrei, in Amidah, Hashivenu, what?
Hashem.
Avinu, l'Torah Techa. Hashivenu means bring us back, help us return, Avinu, our Father, l'Torah Techa, to your Torah. Why are we pointing out the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father? Shivenu Avinu l'Torah Techa, why our Father? So says the Torah something amazing. We know that we are all sons to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokechem. Am Yisrael, you are all children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father. And for that reason, the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that a father is obligated to teach his son Torah. Father is obligated, has the obligation to teach his son Torah. So we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashivenu Avinu l'Torah Techa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are Father. And you have the obligation to teach us Torah. So therefore, help us understand what we're learning. Beautiful, beautiful pshat. And to end off, says the Tur himself in his Perush on Chumash, called the Bala Turim, at the parasha begins by saying, Re'anochi noten lifnechem, hayom, bracha uklala. And the next pasuk says, Et ha-bracha asher tishmu al mitzvot Hashem elokechem, regarding the bracha that you will listen to, and the mitzvot of Hashem, asher onachin tzaveh etchem hayom, says the Tur HaKadosh, if you take the first four words of that pasuk, et ha-bracha asher tishmeu, the bracha that you will listen to, is sofet tevot, meaning the last letter of each word, taf of et, and the hey of bracha, and the resh of asher, and the vav of tishmeu, spells out the word Torah. Spells out the word Torah. That's what's going to take us through the galut. That's what's going to make us who we are. That's going to mold ourselves, the people that we want to be. The Torah that we learn every single day, the efforts that we put in on a daily basis, on a nightly basis, to learn Torah, to grow. So I give us all a bracha, b'zat Hashem. This zman that we are in right now, we have a very, very unique opportunity here in Yeshiva, that we have a full Elul zman. Right, in many other yeshivot, they always start yeshiva or Shchodesh Elul. Shchodesh Elul, they will start, they have a full month before the Chagim, and then they have a break until afterwards. We start a little earlier, a little later. This year we have an opportunity that we're starting even before Shchodesh Elul. Extra time, overtime. We have so much time before the Chagim, an amazing opportunity to start off our year, start off our semester, our zman, going into the Chagim on a high, and just starting off our year on the right foot. But it's all in your hands. But take control of your lives, take control of your schedules, to make the most out of your days, out of your nights, to make the most out of your time here, specifically in the beginning. Set the tone for the rest of your time here in Yeshiva. Give us all bracha v'zat Hashem. Sh'al b'zoche to reach our potential in learning, to reach our potential in Avodat Hashem, to become who we want to be, who we need to be, and who we're supposed to be.
Amen.
Have an amazing evening, everyone. Zaku Baruch.